big tzaddikim like Zayin Badar, the Vaishnav, just a tiny bit of Klali. Rosh Chodesh Avit says you can fast because it's the outside of Aaron HaKoyim. A tiny bit of a day of Avelos of some sort. And like Vayim Alaloch is the exception, it's the outside of Shemei Choy. It says also the Pasuk in Yisrael Toyin, but the Maisa, it's the Yotzeit that became a Yom Elulah. And it's, what's this Shini? Why of all the Yotzeit, this Yotzeit is a Yom Elulah? It's the day of where the Simcha and the let off the Avelos of the Oymer. I mean, Manish Shana Beis Delazer. I mean, none of us have a Kesha. I mean, Rav Shemei Choy, the Zoya, Kabbalah, I mean, all things that are so far removed from us, Kirchhoi Shemai Murat. But the Chozo is, if we're sitting here, and if it's a day that has a Hashpah, to have some sort of Shaykhahs, what does it mean to us? What did Rav Shemei Choy do from the belt that has some Kesha to us? I mean, where do we have a Negiah in this thing? And in fact, there's so much garbage, so much Klippas on the Indian Kabbalah and Zayin that's in the world, and so much trash and Yiddish, even the Zahra. I mean, where's the something delight that Rav Shemei Choy was Megala, that Doris look up and, I mean, and look back and say, this is the Oyerum Mufla that he was Megala. There are two Sfarim. I mean, the Zohar of the Rav Shemei Choy is the Sefer of Shemei Choy. That's Koil Dinyani Soit in a very holistic way. And more specific, the Sefer that was Megala to us, the Dinyani, much more the Protius, was the Arizal Eitz Chaim. That's the Sefer. And if the Sefer is called Eitz Chaim, if I say that, there's a reason why the Inyan of Soit is called Eitz Chaim. It has a Kesher with Eitz Hadas and Eitz Chaim. And that's the nekuda of yichud of this Chelek Torah that it's called Eitz Chaim, and that's the nekuda I'd like to explain a little bit. Adam was created at the Shailan Rishonim if he was supposed to die or not, even if he didn't eat from Eitz Hadas. There are a lot of tzedim that there was mis already before. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the parasha of Paraduma v'chulu. So what changed? If there was a Misa in the world, if it was meant to be Misa, and many Shittas and Rishonim hold like that, what changed before the Chet, and what changed after the Chet? So the Balatanyan, he says it in the Kutei Torah, he says that the difference between Misa before and Misa after was not in the Metzias, but in the Tfisa. Meaning like this, until the Chet, Misa was the his'alos of a person, where a person's neshama reached a certain shleimus. It was like a birthday. The person labored 70 years, and he gave birth to neshama. That was the process, or 1,000 years, whatever it was meant to be. That was the process of Misa and of mothers before. With other Marisa's chayt, the tfisa misa became churban and heres. Yom HaMavis is when everything stops, everything falls apart, and so on. So the Baal HaTanya says that the chiluk between before and after was not that people didn't die, but till that time, death was something that was the process. The person was toifus the process of Aliyah and Misa, and after that time, Misa became an end. In fact, we believe there's an afterwards, but our tefisa of Misa is Seif Kol Adam. If you look at the Psukim, the Mokom of Chiyus is called Eitz Chaim. There's the Gan Eden, the Eitz Chaim is B'toich HaGan, and the Eitz Chaim is that Cherish of Chiyus Netzach. After the Chet, what happened is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down two Shomrim with a lav, Cherev HaMishapachas. The Cherev is the Kli of Mavis in the world, And novice cuts off between who you are and where you are and what's afterwards. Whatever person does, there's a dead end and misa, and that's it. It's not only what a person does. Everything in the Bria that's toiv became gunus under a rack of misa. The Leshem says, the Leshem speaks about the chet, and the Leshem was the last big mekubal, the one, the gdoil achronim in the yanim. And the Leshem says that Torah, the fact that Torah sometimes carries an outside shell that's unpalatable to us, agadatis that are tomun, sodas are Torah that are tomun and strange agadatis, halochas that are tomun and strange rushes, any time that we see that the outside is something that's distasteful, just something that we can't be typhus, and it's only the panemius that becomes the Torah itself, that's the chet of Eitz Hadas. The Eitz HaChayim is there, and it's full of life, and there's a law of Cherva Misapeches that cuts it off. And unless you break through that, unless you go through the process of Misa, there's no chiyus at the end. That's what he says in the Gabri Nyanik Torah. The Gemara says, the Chazal says, the one the mushel. It says Zikne Dorim, Alexander Moikin Shol Zikne Dorim, he has Zikne Dorim, Mayasa Odom V'Yichya. What should a person do in order to live? So they answered, Yomis Atzmoy, he should die. But Mayasa Odom V'Yomis Atzmoy, what does a person do that kills him? So they answered, Yichayas Atzmoy, he should make himself alive. What was the riddle? What were they telling him? What was he asking? What were they telling him? The Zikne Dorim were megala to him the soid of Moves and Chayim in the Bria. If a person looks for Chayim on the surface of the Bria, then it's Moves. Because the Gzeira is, everything winds down. And there's nothing, what the person is, in our Tfisa, what a person is taifis as Chayim, in its full range, whether it's Tainug, whether it's Oisha, whether it's Simcha, is Mavis. Because there was a chsima of Mavis given in the Bria. And the Mela, whatever road you take, it ends up by the Lav Chavam Sapachas. Mayasa Odom V'Yachaya Atzmoy, if a person wants Chayim, Yomis Atzmoy. The person has to walk through the Lav Chavam Sapachas. The person has to walk through the place where a knife cuts you down. And that's where Chaim is Tomun. Chaim is Gonos in behind the Lat Chaim Satachas. So, and the Pshut Eshel Mikro of that, I mean, the Pshat the Gemara over there is, that when a person tries to be Mis'anik from what's around the world, he always dies from it. He peters out. The more a person tries to get chiyus, chila, shtia, tanuga, guf, whatever person is moitzet chiyus from there, it's mavis. Mayasa adam v'yomus yichaya atzmoy. Where does a person ever get, if a person wants chayim, it's only when he starts, when his name is atzmoy, that's where there's a marker of chayim. It's the paradox that the Chet created, the Parayz Etzadas created that paradox where the Metzius is almost counterintuitive. And it's in a lot of different Eifanim. Any person, if you ask a person, what do you really want to do? So every person has the Ritzinus and Taibus that are natural to a person. But you know that if you keep pursuing it, it peters out and it dies out. Every person who's curbed himself, who sat himself down for a few hours to learn, or reined himself in and pushed himself and killed himself, knows that there's a tremendous tainug that comes out from it. In other words, there is no way in which a person goes where Chayim takes him to Chayim. that mahalach doesn't exist in the Bria. It existed. But with the chet of Eitz Hadas, there's no place where Chayim leads to Chayim. If it's fun on the surface of it, then it's empty on the inside. And if it's hard, back-breaking work on the outside, then it's chiyus on the inside. And there's nothing that escaped it. Mavis became the shar in the Bria, the Chayim. And nothing can escape it. And the same thing is in Torah. If a person takes the Torah on the light side of it, it's some of us. It's stupid, it's trite, it's modna. If a person is amul, like the Leshem says, if a person is amul to take the Dvarim Tmuhim and the Dvarim Koshel Avona, and the person cracks himself on it and he breaks it, if he makes it through, then that's where he finds the Makor Mayim Chayim. That's the Pshat Mechazal. Because it has to be that way. It's not the pshat, despite the fact that it's difficult. That's why you have to learn. It's because it's difficult. Because it means killing yourself. That's why it gives chayim. The Zohar, there's a mishunadika description of his last shir that he sat with his Talmidim. And it's called the Idra Zutta. It's a huge, huge chelek where he goes through the whole dinyanim of Kabbalah, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on the world from the highest target to the lowest. And then Reb Shimon Yochai got to a part that said, and he said, it says, and then that darga, the lowest darga of Dashpo Melamala, brings a chesed into the Bria, and it enters in the Bria through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he said, the Pasuk for it is, Ki Shom Tziv Hashem Es HaChayim Es HaBroch Ad Olam. The Pasuk in Tillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mokum HaMikdash, he was Mitzav HaChayim and Broch Ad Olam. He didn't get to finish the Pasuk. And he's, at the word Chayim, it says Reb Chiya was sitting and writing, and at the word Chayim, it stopped. And he said, HaVekasova, the Memshech Lichtoiv, he wanted to be Mamshech and to write, and the coil was mafsik. And it said, a shudder went through the Talmidim, and a big light shone, and a baskol came in a shemayim, and said the pasuk, Chayim shol mimcho, nasatolay. He requested life, and you gave it to him. Oirech yomim ad oilam. Length of days eternally. In other words, for the world until Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was the one that was Memis Datsma Kipshutai, everybody else gave in to the Romans, like Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, they made a Pshara, and Beseder, they were Mechaya themselves. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Memis Datsma Klapi, the Klip of Roimi. He lived Minutik from the Bria like a Metzera, that's a Pchina of Mavis. And that's the Mokum where he found Chiyus in the world. That undercurrent of chiyus that lies behind the Lav Chelem Sapachas, he found Dafk over there. When he was Mekabel Nisal Atzmoy, that's where he found the stream of chiyus underneath. And that's why his Misa was not, all the Misas until his time were part of Avelos in the world. The part of Mahalach of Tzar, that everything in the world ends up in a Churban. And B'melech, there's any of Avelos. There's one person, the first person, who burst through the Lav Chervus HaPechas because he realized that Mavis is a gateway for Chayim. His Mavis is described by the Baskol as Chayim Shol Mimcha. It was a request for life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted it. Everybody in his own has, everybody is surrounded by Misa, whether it's Tsar, Tsaris, Nisyonis, Mafriyim, lack of ability, Taiva, Tanugim, Chemda, everybody. And the person's impulse is that's where Schius is from. This is person journey from this, this person journey from this, this person journey from this. And everybody knows that if you take it to its end, then it's Mavis. The Soid that he was Megala, this, Ramchal says that in the Torah that comes from the Eitz Hadas, there's a mokum tos, there's a taruvis. In the Torah that comes from the Soid, there's no mokum tos because it's from the Eitz Chayim. So if a person understands that the Soid of the Bria, the real Soid of Kabbalah, is that the mokum of Chiyas lies past the mokum of Misa. That when the person kills what seems to be his self, when the person deadens what seems to be his chiyus, that's where a mayan of chiyus opens up. And everybody who's done it at some point in his life, whether the person was oymed in nisayon and didn't do something he shouldn't do, whether the person disciplined himself, reined himself down and sat and learned, if the person took and broke his head on a svara, the person broke his head on a hargosha, if a person did a favor when it was hard, any time a person was maimus himself a little bit, he discovered a chiyus underneath it. And every person that has nisyonis and hardships and tsaras and tsar, somewhere along the line behind the lacharim sapeches, there's an etchayim. That's the way the Bria is set up. The Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says that the lat cherem sapachas, it's not, there is no cherem sapachas. Lat means it shimmers like a sword. It looks like one. It's a shimmerer. It's not a metzias. When the person lives in olam hadimyon, this looks like mavis. When the person passes by it, then he realizes it was only a lat, because the place that he's standing now is v'chai loyla. If there's some school of we're vayt from the Torah that the Rashbi was megala, we're far from I mean kerum shemayim aretz is not a mashal. But this gili that it was megala, that whatever seems to be mayas adam v'yomis atzmoi is yichaya v'yomis yichaya is atzmoi. When a person is mechaya himself kipshutoi, then he's bringing misa to himself. And when a person breaks through and he's maimus himself, so that becomes chayim shal mimcho nasataloi. It becomes a quest for chiyus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants it, kishom tziva Hashem es habrocha, chayim, Hashem v'abrocha adonai.